A Manual Therapist's Guide to Movement CD Collection is a series of movement lessons or exercises. As with any new exercise program, caution and common sense should be applied. The likelihood of injury is pretty slim, but take care of yourself. Movement Matters Incorporated takes no responsibility if you hurt yourself. Also, this CD collection is copyrighted, and duplication or commercial use without the express written permission of Movement Matters Incorporated is prohibited.
Hello, and welcome to A Manual Therapist's Guide to Movement CD Collection. My name is Gordon Brown. I am a physical therapist and a Feldenkrais practitioner, and I'm the author of A Manual Therapist's Guide to Movement. I wrote this book to help manual therapists and other movement professionals better understand and influence quality of movement in their students. In this book, there are 36 movement lessons, all with written descriptions and illustrations, which form a basis for discussion and analysis. While possible to go through the book by reading the descriptions of these lessons, then doing the movements, a preferable way is to listen to audio instructions while doing the movements. And so, A Manual Therapist's Guide to Movement CD Collection was born. My recommendation would be to read the book up to the description of a particular lesson, then slip CD into player and do some proprioceptive learning. Return to your book when that particular lesson has had its way with you and read the analysis. Repeat the process for the next lesson, and so on. Chapter 3 of the book features four fairly simple lessons. These early worm lessons explore basic flexion, extension, and side bending movements. You will need enough space on a carpeted or padded floor to lie on your back with your legs long and spread, and with your arms wide and overhead. Remember as you move to pay attention. Please proceed slowly and gently, both for safety's sake and to better appreciate the subtleties of movement and sensation. Listen to what your body is telling you as you listen to instructions to move in odd ways and to pay attention to certain key details. Don't strain or force movement, but look for different places to move or different pathways to the same destination. Be safe and have fun. Lesson number one is be a better ball. This lesson works with rounding or flexing your spine while lying on your back. So, lie on your back. Put your legs down long. Have your arms on the floor someplace below shoulder height. And just start by making a few observations about how you're lying here. Notice what sort of contact your body makes against the floor. Get a general impression of how much of the backside of yourself is in contact with the ground, and how much of the backside of yourself is lifted away from the floor. Feel how your pelvis is balanced on the floor. Is your tailbone pressing into the floor or lifting away? Is your pelvis rolled a little bit left or right? Is there a little bit more weight on one hip or the other? Notice how your weight is distributed along your spine. What parts of your spine are arched or lifted away from the floor? And what parts of your spine are rounded or pressed back into the floor. Feel finally the position of your head. Notice if it's tipped nose up or chin down, or if it's rolled a little bit left or right. Still lying on your back, go ahead and bend up your knees so the soles of your feet are on the floor, somewhere between hip and shoulder width apart. Your arms are still on the ground, a bit away from your sides. And just start with an initial exploratory movement here of lifting your head a little bit to look between your knees. Make it a slow, soft movement. Lift your head a little bit. Look between your knees. Notice how heavy your head feels. Is this an easy or difficult movement for you to do?
And return to where you started. Repeat that movement a few times.
What happens in your chest, your belly, or farther down in your back? We'll come back to this movement later. So do pay attention now to what this feels like in terms of quality, in terms of ease, in terms of organization of movement. Pause for just a moment, please. Take a short rest. Then, still lying on your back, Interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. Rest the back of your head on the palms of your hands and point your elbows toward the ceiling. And now lift your head with the assistance of your arms and reach your elbows gently down toward your belly button or toward your hips. We're putting your arms and your head together and moving them as one unit. We're asking for some other part of your body to participate in this movement. So feel how you use your upper back, chest, and what happens down a little bit farther through your lower back, your pelvis, as you lift your head in this end of your spine. How do you time your breath with this? Do you exhale as you lift? Do you inhale as you lift? Try lifting your head with an exhalation. Push your air out as you lift your head. And inhale again. Bring some air in as you lower your head back down to the floor. Notice if this way of timing your breath with the movement of your head, your arms, your upper back helps this, makes this easier. Just for contrast, try that with an inhalation. Try lifting your head as you inhale and lowering your head as you exhale. And just notice which of the two ways of organizing your breath with this movement is easiest. Time this movement of lifting your head with your breath in whichever way seems easiest for you, and start to add in a little movement of your hips, your pelvis. Lift your hips a little bit away from the floor, as if you're going to lift your tailbone, your pelvis, and one bone at a time from your lower back on up. Head and your pelvis lift at the same time, as if you were going to come up to put weight on the middle part of your spine, and then they lower back sequentially in each direction, flattening each bone along your spine in each direction from the middle on up and from the middle on down. And notice how this coordinated movement of head, pelvis, and breath is working. And stop, please. Lie on your back on the floor with your legs long, with your arms at your sides again. Take a short rest. Notice as you're resting there whether you sense any changes or differences in your organization from what you started with. How are you contacting the floor? How is your head and your pelvis balanced on the floor from side to side? What differences do you note from what you started with? Bend your knees again, please. Place your feet on the floor again, someplace between hip and shoulder width. And this time, place just your right hand behind your head. Place the back of your head on the palm of your right hand. Again, point your right elbow toward the ceiling. And now lift your right foot from the floor and hold on to the front of your right knee with your left hand. So the palm of your left hand rests against the top of your shin bone, just below your kneecap. Lift your head with the assistance of your right hand and move your right elbow and your right knee toward each other as you look between your thighs toward your left foot. Try it by bending your torso a little bit to the right. Bend to the right as you curl or flex up. Let your right hip open up to the right a bit as you try this. Moving your right knee and your right elbow out to the right a little bit and toward each other so that you bend yourself, you curl yourself to the right. Right side of your rib cage gets a little shorter. Left side of your rib cage gets a little longer. This is a flexion with a side bending movement. Just for contrast, try that by bringing your knee and your elbow straight toward each other. and notice if that is an easier or more difficult way of doing it than by bending a little bit to the right. Which is the path of least resistance here? Try timing this movement with your breath again, experimenting with exhaling as you lift, inhaling as you lift, and bringing your knee and your elbow toward each other. And then stop and switch everything over to the other side, please. Hold on to your left knee with your right hand. Hold on to the back of your head with your left hand and point your left elbow toward the ceiling. And do the same thing here on this side. Bring your left knee and your left elbow toward each other. Experiment around with different trajectories. Bring them straight toward each other. Bring them toward each other and out to the side, so that you encourage a bit of a bend or a fold of your rib cage to the left. And get a general impression of how this side compares to the other. Which elbow and knee come toward each other most easily? Which way of flexing yourself, by bending to the right or bending to the left, seems easiest, most familiar, most accessible? Feel again how you time this movement with your breath. Try exhaling, squeezing that air out of the left side of your chest and rib cage to assist in that bending movement to the left. And stop. Put everything down again, please. Take a full rest. Legs down, arms down. And take a moment again as you lie there. Do a quick reassessment of your shape, contact against the floor. Your balance from side to side. How do you perceive that weight distribution across the back of your pelvis? How is your head balanced on the floor from side to side? How do you perceive the relative length of the two sides of your torso, two sides of your chest, ribcage, waist? Bend your knees back up again, please. Again, place your feet someplace between hip and shoulder width. Place your right hand behind your head again, as before. This time, instead of holding onto your right knee with your left hand, hold onto your left knee with your left hand. From the outside of your thigh, hold on to the top of your shin, just below your knee, with your left hand. And bring your left knee and your right elbow toward each other. This is a rounding and a twisting movement. The last variation was a rounding and a bending movement. So feel, as you bring your right elbow and your left knee toward each other, how you lift your right shoulder, right side of your upper back away from the floor. Are you also lifting the back of your left hip, the left side of your pelvis a little bit away from the floor? Lifting in a diagonal, the two ends of your torso, the two corners of your torso, shoulder and left hip. As if you're going to come up to put weight on the middle of your spine. Do this a few more times. Feel how this rounding and twisting movement is organized, distributed along your spine, through your chest, ribcage. Time it with your breath. And stop. Switch everything over to the other side. Left hand behind your head. Right hand holds on to the front of your right knee, just below your kneecap. Lift your head with the assistance of your left hand. Bring your left elbow and your right knee toward each other. And get an initial impression of how this side compares to the other. How do you round and twist in this direction? Is your right hip and your left shoulder lifting away from the floor at the same time? Are they lifting the same amount?
And return to where you started. Repeat that movement a few times.
Notice how this rounding and twisting movement is distributed along your spine through your torso, and how this side compares to the other. And then stop. Put everything down for a moment, please. Rest with your legs bent or straight, whichever you prefer. And bend your knees up once again, please. Place the soles of your feet on the floor. Lift both feet off the floor. You can do that one at a time. Hold on behind your thighs with your right forearm. Hold on to both thighs with your right arm. Your right hand is going to be on the outside of your left thigh. Hold on with your left hand behind your head. And just notice this position here. Which side of your waist, which side of your rib cage feels a little longer? Side feels a little shorter. Which direction are you bent toward? Lift your head with the assistance of your left hand, with your left elbow pointed toward the ceiling, and bring your knees, both of them, and your elbow toward each other. Time this with your breath as before. And notice how easy or how successful this is. How close can you get your elbow to your knee without forcing or straining? Which knee are you aiming toward? Which part of your elbow are you reaching with? Switch everything over the other way, please. Hold on behind your legs with your left arm. Hold in the back of both knees or both thighs with your left forearm. Left hand should be somewhere on the outside of your right thigh. Right hand is behind your head. Right elbow points toward the ceiling. Lift your head. Reach your elbow and your knees toward each other. Experiment on this side with reaching different parts of your elbow or different parts of your knee. Feel the asymmetrical nature of this position. Which way are you bent? Which side of your waist? Which side of your rib cage is longer? Which is shorter? How does this side compare to the other? We all have left or right differences. There will always be a difference in movements between two sides. Part of the name of the game here is to feel, to be able to perceive subtle or obvious differences. And stop. Place the soles of your feet on the floor once again, about shoulder width, hip to shoulder width. Have your hands down at your side someplace on the floor. And go back to our original movement here. Lift your head, this time without the assistance of your arms, as if you wanted to look between your knees, between your thighs. And just feel how integrated this movement is. As you lift your head, are you using chest, belly, pelvis? What all moves along this whole spinal system? Head, pelvis, and those 24 bones that connect the two. How does this movement compare to what you started with in terms of ease? Perception of weight of your head, or the effort of lifting your head. And then stop. Put both legs down. And feel once again as you lie here how you're contacting the floor. How your pelvis and how your head are resting on the floor, how they're balanced both top to bottom and left to right. How your weight is distributed along your spine, how you perceive the shape of your spine as a reflection of the contact that it makes against the floor. And then stand up for a moment, please. Stand for a second. Just to feel the shape of your spine, the balance of your pelvis and your head in this position. Walk around a little bit. Feel for mobility, coordination of your torso. And this is the end of lesson number one.